Our scripture for today comes from the Gospel of Luke in the first chapter, verses 26 through 38. Hear the word of the Lord. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And Gabriel came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing is impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. May God bless this reading, hearing, and our understanding of this, his holy word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, open our minds, our hearts, and our souls up. And may all the words said, heard, and understood this day bring glory to you. For it is in Christ's name that we pray all of these things. Amen. So before I move on, I want to make a couple comments about last week's topic, which was more hope. After service, I was speaking with Terry Sternberg, with Barbara, and also with Francis. And Terry mentioned that she always associated comfort with hope. It's a bit easier for us when we feel at least a little bit comfortable. Fear and despair are not to be the main focus of our lives. Terry and I agreed that hope is the foundation upon which peace, joy, and love must be built upon. So with that being said, let us turn our focus today to peace. So the scripture for today is very familiar to us. It's about 6 months after Gabriel has spoken with Zechariah and Elizabeth and told them that even in their old age that they're going to be parents to a son named John, and that John was going to proclaim the coming Messiah. So Gabriel sets out once again to bring a message to another person. And once again, he is also bringing the invitation to be part of the story. God is going to do thus and such and wants you to be a part of it. And this time it's a young peasant girl living in the backwater city of Nazareth in Galilee. And Nazareth wasn't thought of very highly. And as a matter of fact, Nathaniel, when he is told that the Messiah has come and come out of Nazareth, We read where he responds in John 1:46, can anything good come out of Nazareth? It's a little backwater town. And think about it. Mary was just an ordinary girl. Probably in her mid to late teens, there was nothing really special about it. She was not part of a great family, one that had any power, prestige, money. Just a common, humble girl engaged to a man named Joseph, going about plain old daily tasks. We don't really know what she was doing. She could have been sweeping the floor, mending the tunics of her brothers, or she could be fetching water from the well. But wherever she was, Gabriel suddenly appears and proclaims in a loud, confident, angelic voice, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." Now, I'm quite sure that Mary was a little bit startled at Jesus and perhaps, you know, a little bit scared. We talked about this, how, you know, if an angel shows up, I'm going to be startled and I'm going to be a little bit afraid. But while Zechariah was most assuredly totally freaked out by Gabriel, we are told that Mary was simply perplexed with what she had been told and thought about what this greeting and this angel were meant to be. Gabriel continues and tells her, "Do not be afraid. She has found favor with God. She is going to conceive, bear a son, and name him Jesus." That Jesus was going to be great, be called the Son of the Most High, sit on his ancestor David's throne, and reign forever with a kingdom that would never, ever end. You know, ordinary stuff that one just hears on an almost daily basis. But what was Mary's response? Mary starts off, "How can this be?" It was the same thing Zechariah said. "Oh my gosh, Mary's going to be muted just like Zechariah was." But Mary said, "How can this be since I am a virgin?" The difference between Zechariah and Mary is Zechariah spoke with in disbelief and made the excuse that he and his wife were old. He didn't believe that it was even remotely possible that he and Elizabeth could have children. But Mary is speaking here from a position of actually believing and is simply wondering, how the heck is this going to happen? How can I have a baby if I'm a virgin? She's trying to figure out how biologically this is going to happen. And Gabriel tells her how it is going to happen, how she is going to conceive, and that she is going to remain a virgin. He continues and tells her that her cousin Elizabeth has conceived a son and is in her sixth month. And this even though, again, Elizabeth is past childbearing years. And he ends with the saying, "For nothing will be impossible with God," to which Mary says, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be as you have said." So what's the difference between Mary's story and the story that we looked at last week of Zechariah. I think what it comes down to is it's a question of belief versus disbelief, acceptance versus refusal, being more inquisitive versus being more emotional, being at peace versus being in denial. Again, I'm quite sure that Mary was startled and a bit afraid when Gabriel appeared to her. But instead of sinking somewhat into despair and disbelief, like Zechariah, Mary accepts that what Gabriel has told her is what will happen. She will conceive. She will have a son. She will name him Jesus. And he is going to do great things. She is at peace with the way things currently are. Which kind of is a weird place to be in her life, because she really shouldn't be at peace with this. She's got no good reason for it. If it came out that she was pregnant before marriage, she'd get in big trouble in the community. She'd be ridiculed, publicly humiliated, and looked down upon, and she could also lose her beloved Joseph, her betrothed, if he rejected her and broke the marriage contract. And that would have just added to her shame and added to her humiliation. So why would Mary have been at peace with what Gabriel has told her? Well, I think Mary was a very good Jewish girl. That she went to synagogue on a really regular basis, that she listened to the readings and she listened to what the various rabbis and teachers had said. And I think, and I'm pretty sure that she knew of and had the hope of the coming of the Messiah that was going to save the Jewish people. And I think because of her hope in God, she was able to be at peace with what God had said to her via Gabriel. She accepted the what is. She accepted the situation as it was and had the courage to walk into the what's next. That is what peace allows us to do. To accept things as they are and place our energies not into thinking and being troubled about what is currently going on, but to take and move forward and pursue the what is coming. How many times has something happened that we really don't like? Something where you wish that things were different. You or someone that you care about gets sick. Tragedy affects us or the people that we love. Seeing a behavior that we don't like either in ourselves or in someone that we care about. And sometimes this leads us into a state of denial. There's no way that Dad could have cancer. There's no way that Mom could have had a stroke. We also can be in a state of denial about some things about ourselves. I can't believe I drink so much. I can't believe I let myself do drugs. And a lot of times at the end, we tack on to the end of it, I'm a Christian! I shouldn't be capable of doing this! A lot of people hang denial on that last part. I'm a Christian. I shouldn't act like this. The first step in making the best of whatever situation has us is to simply accept that what is really happening. My dad has cancer. My mom had a stroke. I have a drinking problem. I have a drug problem. I'm going to have a child while I am a virgin. It is tough, but it must be done. We must throw aside denial. It's tough, but it's got to be done. By doing so, it clears the way for us to sweep the despair aside and start having hope. It allows us to sweep aside denial and let peace in. We stop passively waiting for an outside force to clear things up. We re-enter our own stories and start actively moving forward. Going from the what is to the what's next. How many of you, when you have been in the midst of some sort of storm, you're scared, you're doubtful, and you're hopeless? And how many times when we've sought peace, has things calmed down just a little bit? The issue is still there, but we accept it, and the storm within ourselves quiets a little bit. We can think a little more clearly, and we can start moving into the what's next. I don't know about you, but I, for one, can attest of being in the midst of storms, sought a little peace, had my thoughts and my soul calmed, and that allowed me to take and to move forward. We said last week that as we go through life, we will experience doubt and we will experience fear. Likewise, we will experience denial and try to shield us from whatever the troubles that we face are. We will see this doubt, this fear, and this denial in the people around us, our friends, our family, and yes, even in the stranger. It's in these times that we need to remember that we carry God's hope and we carry God's peace within us. And by this hope and by this peace, we can move past our fears. We can go from the what is to the what's next. And because we carry this hope and we carry this peace, we can be God's messengers of hope and peace that he wants us to be in this world. Amen.